How I love you. I really love you. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Yes, for who you are and all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy. You are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Lord, I love you. Yes, I love you. How I love you. I really love you. Just for who you are in all of your glory. My heart sings, holy, holy. You are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. I adore you. Yes, I adore you. I adore you. I really adore you. I adore you. Yes, Lord, how I adore you. I adore you. I really adore you. Just for whom you are in all of your glory, my heart sings, holy, holy. You are everything I need you to be. You are the great I am. You are the great I am. You are the great, yes, you are, Jesus. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the praise, God. We give you the honor because you are great and you are worthy to be praised. And so on this morning, God, we simply say we love you and we adore you because you are everything that we need and you are the great I am. The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, the beginning and the end, the beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son. He's the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. And our hearts will sing how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise, and our hearts will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. The whole world sings how great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Lift your voices and say hallelujah. because we serve a great and mighty God. To God be the glory. Thank you for joining us for Praise and Worship. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Our God is Greater Monday. If you're joining us, if you would take a moment to share with us your name and let us know where you're calling in from. Well, God morning again. Welcome to each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this day. And let us go to God in prayer. Father, we love you. We bless you. We adore you because you are worthy to be praised. And so on this new day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in, God, we thank you because you are God and you are God alone, Father. We thank you because we will rejoice in this day. We have nothing to complain about, nothing to worry about, nothing to be stressed about. We place that all at your feet, God. And we say that this day will be a victorious day because you are great, God. And greater is you are you who is in each and every single one of us than he that is in the world. So we thank you for the Master's Call. We thank you for Dr. PK and for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for the TMC leadership team. We thank you for those that call in each and every single day, those that share with others about this. We thank you for your presence here. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your dominion. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your delivering power, God. We thank you, Father, that we are complete, that we are equipped, and that we are qualified because you sealed us with your approval stamp, oh God. And so we thank you for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, that these products are changing lives all over the world, Father. We thank you, God, because you reign. We thank you for the speaker that will come this morning. We ask that you would increase in them as they decrease and that our ears will be open to hear what you have downloaded from heaven for us to hear this morning, oh God. And so I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would just saturate this line, that there will be no hindrances, that there will be no drop calls, that there will be nothing that will prevent your word from going forth, God. So we give your name the glory, we give you the praise, and we give you the honor because you are great and you are worthy to be praised. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hope, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day. That powerful prayer, and you did double duty, so God is good. Thank you for ushering us in and praise and worship. How great is our God? Yes, how great is our God? I'm so glad to be amongst the living this morning. Let me introduce myself. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Let me share a little about our Master's Call. In 2010, two of the most powerful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this journey. Yes, they had a scripture, Psalms 88 and 13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my praise come to you before you. Amen. Our mission statement is to enrich and empower believers as they begin their day. Well, we also have a website that you can view 24/7. The website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All of our messages has been archived on that site, as well as our bio of our speakers. The theme for the year of 2020 is with supernatural eyes of faith through us. Evidence of greatness work must be released and seen. If you've been They are led by the Lord to be a part of our duet minister as a duet minister, Tiffany, and a usher, you, and a host as yours truly, share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your info at themasterscall.net, info at themasterscall.net. And when our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Lutzman, or our president, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we do have a surprise. Every Friday, we take a prayer request, so you can also plug in there right after the call. And a phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago, we are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and you also can share this information with anyone you come in contact with. The new motivation call, this one is called Have Money Through Friday. After this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information to benefits of the wonderful Artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. If your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we also have a bypass number that you can use to follow the prompts. You dial this first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, so that you will not be charged while listening to the call. I want to pay that. Well, this is Monday, Inspirational Monday, and we have one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be our host and speaker this morning. So plug into that call. She will give you some awesome information that you and we can share no matter where we go. We can share the call. Let me just say to you, everyone, please check out your back office every day. Twice a day, three times a day, and your WhatsApp app. Keep connected with what's going on in our artist family. And also want to say happy birthday, Pastor Eric, to you. Happy birthday again. And also, Valentine is coming up. So everyone, you know, like Valentine is for us all. So we got a gift when we wake up in the morning. That's our gift from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to say today we are on our fasting, I think 37 days on fasting and praying. So we are so grateful, you know. We have to 13th, so we are moving along. So if you have not started to connect with us, please try 3 days. God will, he sees all and hears all. So let me just start talking right now because I want to bring our speaker up. She's no stranger to this call. She's one of our co-founders, and I certainly love her. Well, let me just share a little information about her. Her name, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, is our speaker this morning, and indeed a call proclaiming of the word of God. She was the first ambassador for the Artist Health and Wellness Company. She's a co-founder of this master's call. Amen. She loves her two adult children, adore her five grandchildren. We call her the Queen Super Fantastic. However, she's a professor playing Dr. PK. There is much that we can say about her. Therefore, I'm directing you to review the bio on our website because she has extensive bio. She does. Dr. PK has done a lot, so I certainly appreciate being in her and in the midst of her and her wisdom. The Master Call, please review the Master's Call. And without further ado, let me introduce to some, present to others, none other than Dr. PK Roberts. Dr. PK, are you out there?
Good morning, my honorable Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank God for you this morning. I do thank God for the ministry that you provide in your new, unique area of ministry and pray for you, especially during this time. I thank God this morning for our own minister, Tiffany Lauderdale. Praise the Lord. I love you, Lord. I really, really do love God. And how great is our God? How great, how great. Ooh, how great is he? And to my own dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I do love you. This month, February, is moving along so fast. I just tell you, we often talk about how fast this time is moving, you all. It really, truly is. The 13th, the ending of our fast, is right up on us. And the 14th, Valentine's Day. Some says this is Love Month. Happy Valentine's Day. Some says Happy Black History Month, Love Month. Happy birthday to our own Pastor Everett Thomas. God bless you. We love you. But I say to you today, oh, happy victorious month. I'm believing, God, that we are all victorious as we come to the end, as we are winding this 40-day fast down. And I did not want to end it on just dealing with breakthroughs. I wanted to deal with the breakthrough of the breakthrough, the one whom we can look at who fasted victoriously and ended a 40-day fast. Yes, he did. And so I'm going to take you over to the book of Matthew 4, 1 through 11, as we are winding this fast down and talk about Jesus, the ending of Jesus' fast. And I know that I won't finish it today. However, this will be the last day that I preach to you before the end of the fast. However, not the end of fasting, because our desire is that you and I will live a fasted lifestyle. How about that? As we are ending this annual 40-day fast, we are already preparing in our mind our quarterly fast and what our next 10-day fast is going to look like. I am and saying, God, I know that as I end this fast, there is something greater for me as we look forward to future fasts. Let us go, therefore, to the Matthew, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to be reading to you today from Matthew, the 4th chapter, I apologize. I'm going to be reading to you from the Message Bible. It says it a little bit differently, but I just wanted to say something to you a little differently today. You see, because today our text deals with something that is familiar to every one of us. It doesn't matter whether you are old, young, educated, uneducated, tall, short, rich, poor, ugly, are really beautiful. You either have or you will experience what the Bible calls some temptation. Yes, you will. When we hear the word temptation, we naturally think of being enticed to make wrong decisions. I just wonder why they called themselves the Temptations. But they were one of my favorite groups when I was out there in the world. You think about making and engaging in bad behaviors, break good rules, doing that which you know is not pleasing for us in the sight of God. Without question, there are real temptations to really sin in ways that really can grieve God, our Father. But the temptation of Jesus Christ takes us beyond decisions, behaviors, rules, and how we really are being enticed by nothing other than the enemy to sin. Well, as the great reformer Martin Luther wrote, the sin underneath all our sins is to trust the lie of the serpent that we cannot trust the love, talking about love, and grace of Christ, and must take matters into our own hands, doing things our way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch our minds now so that we can hear this word and make great decisions and allow your light to shine through us. In Jesus' name we pray. And the word says, Jesus was taken into the wild, into the wilderness, by the Spirit for the test. You all better hear what I said. Jesus didn't take him own self into that wilderness, y'all. The Spirit took Jesus into the wilderness. Sometimes we find ourselves in places and wonder, how did we get there? The devil was already there, ready to give him that test. Jesus prepared for the test by fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Sometimes we go through fast and we think we are fasting for one purpose, but we ought to know that we are preparing for the test of life as we are going through the fast, just teaching as I'm going. That left him, of course, in a state of extreme hunger, which the devil took advantage of in the first test. Now, you all, as we've gone through this fast, we have not been hungry because we've been allowed to eat. Here it is believed that Jesus went through 40 days of eating nothing but drinking water, of course, because here in the very first test, this is what the devil did. He says, since you are God's son, speak the word that will turn these stones into loaves of bread. I love Jesus, y'all. I sure do love him. Jesus answered the devil back by quoting Deuteronomy. Went to the word in Deuteronomy. And he said, it takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a sturdy stream of words from God's mouth. It takes more than bread for me to live here. I need the word of God, Jesus said. And so the devil went on and he didn't leave him. For the second test, the devil took him to the holy city. I wonder why Jesus let the devil take him anywhere. But anyway, he was in the holy city, and he sat with him on top of the temple and said, since you are God's son, he went back to the same old thing. The devil will go back to the same old tricks and add something new to it. Here he says to him, he goaded him, by even quoting the scripture in Psalms 91 himself. He has placed you in the care of angels. They will catch you so that you won't even stump your toe. Just jump on down here. Jesus countered with another citation from Deuteronomy. When the devil come with the scripture, you better know some word yourself for real. He said, don't you dare test and tempt the Lord your God, Satan. And now the devil comes back with the third. I tell you, though, that third, that number three is a bad number. The devil took him to the peak of a huge mountain. He gestured expansively, pointing out all the earth's kingdoms, how glorious they were. Then he said, they're all yours, lock, stock, and barrel. Just go down on your knees and worship me, and they are all yours. Jesus' refusal was curt. He said, beat it, Satan. He backed his rebuke up with a third quotation from Deuteronomy. And he says, worship the Lord your God, and only him will I serve. Serve him with absolute single-heartedness. The test was over. The devil left. And in his place, angels came and took care of Jesus' needs. What is your temptation? What is your wilderness experience? What have you gone through as you have gone through these 40 days of fasting? How did the devil come relentlessly with trial after trial, temptation after temptation, to get you to bow down and to do what he wants you to do? The wilderness here that Jesus was in, nobody really know what the wilderness is. But, you know, they contemplate this, that, and the other. But I ask you, what is your wilderness experience? At some point in our faith, all of us will be led into a wilderness. Some of us have been there. Some of us are in the wilderness right now. And others aren't sure how they even know that they are in the. No one knows for sure. No one knows for sure. But what is your wilderness? For some, your wilderness time is so devastating physically, emotionally, and materially. For others, the wilderness, that place, is that place where you just feel lost, uncertain, confused about decisions. For others, the wilderness is that place where you feel empty, hungry, dissatisfied with life. I believe the wilderness is that place where God allows us to go so that we can be alone with him. It is the place where there is no one or nothing that can help you fix that problem but God. And because of that, wilderness becomes the place where you are tempted to compromise, to disbelieve, to sin in order to resolve your problem apart from God. Wilderness is that hellish place where you are desperate for a savior to rescue you. The temptation is to find something or someone other than Jesus to save you. You want relief and you want it now. I want mine and I want it right now. I need my money and I need it now. Hey, glory. I want to be comforted and I want to be comforted right now. I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat and I want to eat what I want to eat right now. Why does God lead us into wilderness? No one wants to be in a wilderness experience, but everyone needs to experience one. God chooses to take us to where the only thing we have is him. The only place, and the place where only he can satisfy that hunger. How many of you was eating and you got up and you still were hungry? It's because you didn't eat what he had for you. How many of you felt like you were going into this relationship and it was going to be the best thing since sliced bread, but you got in there and realized that you had been seeking love in all the wrong places? He leads us there so that we will get close to him. How many of you really got closer to him during these 40 days of fasting? Glory to God. The English word of tempt always means to entice a man to do wrong or invite him to sin. But the word is better understood as testing. We are tested in the wilderness. When we hear test, it sounds as if God is on some kind of exploratory path or fail exam to see whether or not we have faith. In this letter, here in our scripture today, we need to know, in James' letter, let me go over there first. In James' letter, he says, consider it all joy, my sisters and my brothers, when you meet trials and temptations of various kinds. For you know what? That the testing of your faith produces what? Steadfastness. You're going to be solid. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. That's James 1 and 4. Though Satan tries to break us through temptation, God uses temptations, I want you to know, to build us up, to make us strong. Satan intends to make us weaker and more brittle, like the temperance or nettles. Testing is one of God's methods of reinforcing our faith. God turns up the heat, not to burn us, but to make our trust in him stronger. Isn't that wonderful? I'm asking you today, what temptations, what tests did you have? I want you to stop and reevaluate. Don't just go through these days, but evaluate and look at where God has brought you from. I got to get off of here, but I'm going to come back and talk more to you about this scripture, because I want you to know what you have in your tool belt as a result of coming through this 40-day fast. Back to you, Honorable Cynthia Cox.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that profound word. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you so much for that profound word. Shortly after you, after I come back with a few announcements, you will please close us out with the benediction. Okay? Thank you so much. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you this morning, and we just say thank you. Dearest my Savior, thank you for all of seeing us another day with our health and strength. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We can't thank you enough for life, but only God makes us able to live it. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for that awesome message, that we may stay connected while fasting and praying. Hallelujah. I'm sharing this with everybody. We thank you, Lord, for the two outstanding co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for they both are visionaries for this master's call, Monday through Friday. I praise God for every prayer warrior, guest, Artist Life family, for joining us here on the master's call. I lift up Mother Joseph, Mother Alma, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott, for their health and strength this morning, Lord. Lord, teach us just to be thankful for those ladies. So, I'm just so thankful to know them. Father, Lord, let us touch every sick and shut-in this morning. Go by the hospital, nursing home, Lord. Everyone is incarcerated this morning. They need you, Lord, like never before. We pray for every bereaving family. Hallelujah. You know who they are. Comfort them, Lord, like never before. They love you. They need you this morning. Hallelujah, Father God. God, we love you. We adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us say amen, amen, amen. Let me just say, you want to hear this playback this morning, this powerful message Dr. P.K. shared with us. The number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. That pin number is 957-677-pound. 957-677-pound. And this right after this call is the new motivation call. And that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The pin number is 294. 617-pound, and you know that we have our awesome, the second co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be on that call, so everybody connect to that call. Please don't forget your fasting. We're still moving on with the fasting, and also, again, happy birthday, Pastor Eric, and happy Valentine to each and every one. You know, thank you again, Ms. Tiffany, for greeting, and you did double duty this morning. We thank you for all that you do, ushering us in this morning. I said, well, thank you, Dr. P.K., again, for this powerful word. please, could you come back and give us our close us out in benediction, please?
Glory be to God. I ask you the question today. What did you get in the wilderness? What did you get? What did you receive on your 40-day fast? In these next 3 days, make the list, make it long, and make it strong. Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we thank you for what you have done for us today. We thank you for your word today in reminding us of the fact that Jesus fasted 40 days on water alone in the wilderness. He was able to stand the test of the enemy and come out strong and victorious, and so will we. Now may your grace continue to keep us, to restore us, refresh us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day, my friend. God bless. Bye-bye.